Hello and welcome, my friends, to the Growth Mode Conversations podcast. We are so excited to bring you this new show. I'm Matt Mazur, founder and chief growth officer of Growth Mode Technologies, your local IT department. We're a different type of tech company, and while technology is our business, our purpose is growing businesses and helping our community. And that's what we're doing right here with the Growth Mode Conversations podcast. Each week, we'll interview a different local professional, learn about their life, and get some great advice on how we can all grow and succeed from their experience. The best thing you can do to participate is visit our website, growthmodetech.com, and sign up for our newsletter. In the newsletter, you're going to get updates on this podcast with the latest episodes. You're going to get some technology tips, some general business information, and some events that might be happening in the community. And of course, if you need technology services to grow your business, not just support it, but make it better, that's what we do. Again, growthmodetech.com is the place to be. But enough with the plugs and all that. Let's get into the show. Hey guys, welcome back to episode 2. This is actually part 2 of our interview with Bernie Bregman. Bernie is just led the most incredible business life here in Central New York, and he's only halfway through telling us his background. I think you're really going to enjoy the second half of the interview. Bernie's got some incredible business advice peppered through his incredible experience. I use the word incredible too much. I'm sorry. But forget about me. Let's get back to Bernie right now. Thanks for listening.
What I ended up doing is I spent 11 years with Syracuse Paint and Varnish. We created the hometown champ. We had a figure that we put on our cans with a boxer with his his hands up.
That's great.
And when you were buying our paint, it was from local hometown champ. And Jim McKechnie, not many of your people in the audience will remember him. He helped to create the ads. I used to buy ads on WNDR for a dollar a day, $365, and you got to have an ad, a 60-second ad every day during the year.
Wow.
And I used my skills from having graduated from the predecessor to Newhouse, the School of Journalism, to get stories in the paper and get coverage. So whenever I could get anything.
You were your own PR guy.
I was doing my own PR.
That's great.
And one of the things that happened while I was with Syracuse Paint and Varnish, I was at a home show. And at the home show, someone approached me. And at the time, he was doing junior billboards. And he had met this woman, Granny, who put on the home show. And she introduced him to a tip club. And at a home show, he came to me and said, I want to start a tip club in Syracuse. And I said, sounds great to me. And 49 years ago, the Tip Club of Syracuse was formed. Next year, we will be celebrating 50 years.
Wow.
There's still 3 of us that belong to the Tip Club. We meet at the Sheraton University. And any of your listeners and followers, if they reach out to us, my cell phone is 315-430-5249. And if you belong to a category that we don't have in the club, we have around 41 members. And we've been meeting absolutely now for 49 years. And it's an incredible organization. As a matter of fact, Matt, who is running this podcast, that's how I met him and brought him in. Most of the members here, I've managed to bring in here over the years. I love bringing people in so that they can learn to network. And networking, to me, is the key to success. The more organizations you can belong to and work with, people like to buy from people they know.
Sure.
So Tip Club is one of the things that I would refer you to. Well, after 11 years at being with Syracuse Paint and Varnish and ending up not having one retail store, but three retail stores, I got to a point, we used to borrow money from the bank every 6 months. We would go to the bank and sign our lives away. And the only reason we were probably able to do it is because we had the guy from Sears Roebuck, and it was his signature that really meant the most. But what happened is a lot fell to me. I was doing the marketing and the retail, and not only selling paint, but wallpaper and all kinds of sundries. And what we discovered is we sold a lot of paint, but a lot of paint was sold at wholesale. And a gallon of paint back then was like $2.99 or something. And of course, it was really what, maybe $4.99. Hard to remember now, but at any rate, we put more titanium dioxide in the paint, which gives you coverage so that you can cover your walls in one coat instead of two coats. And that's an expensive process. But we really had a better product than any of the major brands. And what I did is I got all the real estate companies at the time, Sutton Real Estate, Egan Real Estate.
Brilliant.
And we would sell them paint, but we really didn't sell it at enough of a margin. So whereas we sold paint retail for $5.99, we were selling it to them for $2.99 or something, maybe a dollar over our costs. And we ran into trouble with that. And I was in charge also of accounts payable, accounts receivable. And we had times when the people that manufactured the paint on Pete Street, off next block off of Westmoreland, the chemists would have them sitting around just playing cards. And I'd say, why is it that they're doing that? Give them something to do, fix the place up, or give them a half day off. And he said, well, it's your fault because you haven't sold enough paint. And so when I did go out and get a contract to sell paint to somebody like to the city of Syracuse, then he would come back to me and say, well, I don't have enough money for raw materials. So it was a catch 22. Finally, someday I said, well, I have to take over and run this entire operation. And what he said is, how can you do that? And I guess the guy that had the money, was an insurance man from Sears Roebuck, he sided with the chemist, and I just walked away after 11 years.
Wow.
And that's when I worked my way into the barter business. Barter is trading of goods and services. And we'll have to talk to you more about that, Matt.
Yeah.
Because you have an opportunity with what you're doing with your business to be a member of that. And what I did with that, I became a member of something called Barter Mart, Trading of Goods and Services. A number of people in town bought a franchise out of New Jersey.
Okay.
And with this franchise, what they would do is go and meet other people and network. And so they went to a clothing store and they went to a temporary agency.
Sure.
And so these people became members. And instead of using cash, think of it like Visa or MasterCard, and you earn trading credits in a system. So you and I would trade. I would trade for, well, when I had Syracuse Paint Varnish, that's when I became a member of this. So there's somebody that had something like the TV Guide magazine that exists. It was somebody, a fellow named Richard Gingold, who had RSG Communications. He came to me and wanted me, when I was with Syracuse Paint Varnish, to advertise in his publication and take ads. And I said, gee, I don't have much money. And that's because I was always chasing money to pay for the for the payroll and to pay National Grid and others. And I said, but if you become a member of this trading exchange, then I can buy advertising from you. And that's what occurred. Huh. So I became a member. And then later, when I left Syracuse Paint and Varnish, I went to work and became the marketing director for Trading Exchange.
Oh, wow.
Which meant during the week, I had to go out and find people because I've always worked on a commission basis.
Uh-huh.
So when I started the Trading Exchange, it was a great deal for them. If I charged the $180 to become a member, I got $100 out of it.
Gotcha.
So back then, $300 a week was pretty good.
And yeah.
I had to sign up three members a week. And I ended up doing that for 11 years.
Oh, wow.
And then I ended up leaving that to go to work for something that's called the Center New York Business Journal. And I spent 32 years with the Center New York Business Journal as their marketing director. And one of the things that I did as a member of Tip Club, and during that period of time, I also joined Rotary, which is a service organization.
Sure.
And I'll talk to you more about that too, because you might want to do that. You join Rotary to do good in the community. You don't do that for business purposes, but obviously it's networking, because if somebody knows what you're doing. So my motto is everybody is a prospect. So when I was with the Business Journal and I called on somebody and wanted Matt to advertise with me, I would talk to you about Rotary, because I would tell you that there are other things you could do besides advertising the Business Journal. You become a member of Rotary. You become a member of Tip Club. You could become a member of Sales and Marketing Executives, which is another organization that I've been with for over 50 years.
It's incredible.
And one of the things during that time, we have something called the Crystal Ball Award. We give an award out to an outstanding man, woman, or family. It's called the Crystal Ball Award, and that's been going on for 44 years. Everything I belong to now is over 50 years. My synagogue, where I was president of Congregation Beth Shalom, will be celebrating its 60th anniversary next year. And I will be a member for 60 years. I was the 13th family to join.
Wow.
So next year when I turn 90, the Tip Club will be 50. My Rotary Club turned 60 years this year, and I'm a member of that for 51 years. So I encourage everyone that's listening to Matt's show today, this podcast, to again, call me at 315-430-5249, and I'll be glad to educate you for free about Tip Clubs, about sales and marketing, and about Rotary. Is there anything you want to ask me about that I haven't?
Well, here's the thing. You know, most people, I've got to kind of lead them through the experience, but you are so well versed in telling your story and these types of things that you've answered so many questions along the lines. I think it's been great. I know we've just barely scratched the surface, but you've shared an incredible amount of wisdom so far. So, you know, the one thing that I guess I would ask you in closing on this episode is the thing that I think most people would ask, they would want to know. You could have retired 30 years ago. What are you still doing here out doing business, talking to people like me, Bernie?
Well, I get energy every time I bring a new member into Tip Club or to Rotary or to Sales and Marketing Executives. And that feeds me. I guess I'm like a vampire. I just enjoy meeting new people and bringing them along. And my Rotary Club, as a matter of fact, there are 42 clubs in our district, 7150. And over the last 7 years, with the 41 clubs, there are only six clubs that have gained membership And Eastwood Rotary is one of them. I'm program chair. I'm membership chair. I didn't even tell you about all the Zoom meetings that I've had. I have 50 meetings during the year that we do. And they're exciting meetings. I'll have the mayor on one week. I'll have Frank Malfitano, who did the M&T Jazz Festival for 34 years and is doing a mural downtown with four basketball players. And I've been helping Frank Malfitano recently raise money so that he has enough money for the mural. Be glad to talk to you. Any of you out there that want to help see the mural?
So many things you're involved in. It's just incredible.
Yeah, my wife says, why don't you start relaxing? But I'm fed by the people
that's awesome.
I meet.
That's so great to hear, and it's so encouraging to see. I am very lucky to have met you and have been brought into the TIP Club here, which, by the way, is where we're recording this episode. And I'm very excited to have done that. So, Bernie, thank you so much for sitting down and joining us here on the podcast. Like I said, this is going to be the first of many. And I think there's so much more wisdom and just interesting experiences that you have to share that folks will love, which is exactly what we're trying to do here. So thank you so much, Bernie.
And I would say keep tuned in Matt's program. I'm sure he's going to have some wonderful people that he interviews and that you should share in this experience.
What a great plug. Thank you so much for that, Bernie. And we'll see you next time.